Welcome to 2026 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This state has always been in the side of law enforcement, such as banning sanctuary city policies. This time we're asking our law enforcement to assist the federal law enforcement agencies.
Republican Indiana State Senator Liz Brown is defending a bill moving through the legislature to expand cooperation with ICE and letting the governor withhold funding from local governments that don't comply. Democrats warn the measure could strain overcrowded county jails and raise constitutional concerns. Maine's Democratic governor says the state will, quote, not be intimidated by an increase in immigration enforcement there, which she calls an attack on democracy. But in places like Springdale, Arkansas, local police departments are weighing cooperation with ICE raids. Jesse Bogan is a reporter with the Marshall Project.
The question is how are local police balancing local law enforcement in this community that has a lot of immigrants because they want to maintain trust?
President Donald Trump says he is de-escalating the situation in Minneapolis and wants a, quote, honest investigation into what happened when ICE killed two protesters there. The White House has reshuffled leadership on the ground in the city as bipartisan criticism of Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem intensifies in Congress ahead of probably contentious oversight hearings. A preliminary Department of Homeland Security review sent to Congress says two federal agents fired their weapons during the shooting of Alex Preddy Saturday, contradicting previous administration statements. The review does not say Preddy brandished a gun. After the two protesters were killed, Noem and others initially called the victims domestic terrorists. Boise State Public Affairs Professor Sam Martin says that framing risks undermining lawful dissent. He says there's little threat of actual criminal prosecution for public comments. But the broader pressure on protected speech will have an impact.
It's not primarily that speech is going to be prosecuted as a sort of criminal matter, something that people are not allowed to say and that they'll be punished for with fines or jail or whatever. The problem is expanding investigative pressure and stigma around people's First Amendment rights to engage in lawful political protests and lawful political activity.
In Minnesota, educators say fear tied to ICE near schools is disrupting attendance and frightening families. Columbia Heights School Board Chair Mary Granlund says schools are struggling to keep children safe and learning.
And we need your help to get our kids home, to get our families and communities whole again.
The White House says Trump is talking about the economy during a trip to Iowa, in part to change the subject. But farmers there say Trump's tariffs have raised costs and cut off export markets, especially for soybeans. New data show farm bankruptcies rising and manufacturing jobs falling as trade uncertainty continues. And in Virginia, a federal appeals court has struck down the state's new congressional map, ruling that lawmakers improperly used race-based districts to favor Democrats. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.